Bone Boy Speaks, episode 394, Abandoned Building Porn.
I'm sure every town has at least one building or more where it's basically been closed and never, nothing's ever happened to it. You look at a place like Detroit, a lot of people moved out of Detroit and, the amount of population didn't increase and it went down. And so a lot of the stuff, a lot of people basically just left and didn't, they couldn't afford to live there. They didn't want to live there. And so there's just a lot of abandoned things in Detroit. But, you see pictures from a lot of places. I mean, I've seen pictures of shopping malls, in places as well. Cause I mean, the world is changing and these things that we used to all use just aren't getting used as much anymore, or they build new ones. And then the old ones happen. And in Gig Harbor, the building I drive by probably every day is the Gig Harbor Cinema 3, and it was a movie theater that was probably open for roughly 30 years. I don't remember. I don't know when it opened. There's not a whole lot of information about it on the interwebs, although I know it closed in at the beginning of 2008, which is shortly after I moved to Gig Harbor, and shortly before the Gig Harbor 10 or whatever, the Galaxy Theater with 3D screens and digital projectors and all that stuff. When all that happened, right? So, but you always wonder, right? I've never been in there, so I don't know what it looked like. And from what I could read on the interwebs, there was the theaters were fairly small, the seats were fairly small, the concession stand was not that big, and it just was a very small theater, and given the size of the location, it probably in the amount of money that they would have had to put into it in order to upgrade it, it may not have made a whole lot of sense to do much with it. And so they just, they closed it down. And I'm reading about other movie theaters that have closed down in the area as well, not in Gig Harbor, but like in Tacoma and stuff. I think this is something that all theaters have had to go through, is that, this change over to digital has meant that a lot of theaters that maybe weren't doing so good now have to spend a whole ton of money to upgrade to these digital projectors, which aren't cheap, by the way. And I know like one of the drive-in theaters in the area had to, was having that issue as well. They had to upgrade their theaters to digital as well. And, they're not even in business much of the year because, well, let's face it, it's raining and who wants to see a drive-in movie in the car in the rain? Doesn't make a whole lot of sense. But they're only open, I don't know, 4 months of the year or something. And so for them, it was it was a challenge. They were able to do it. There's a reason why movie theater concessions are so expensive. It's because that's where they make their money. They only they might break even on the actual from what it costs them to purchase the movie to show it. They might break even on the on what they charge for admission, and where they make their money is the concessions, because that's mostly profitable. I wonder in any in any sort of town, there's probably some building like this that you always wonder when you see it. You go, who was there? What does it look like inside? And sometimes, if you're adventurous, you can probably find a way in there. I noticed that the entrances to the cinema in Gig Harbor have big pallets of cement blocks on in front of the doors. There's no getting in, but it's and I know that they use that area for construction and stuff when they were improving the nearby street. But you always wonder with these buildings, what did it look like inside? Who, what are some of the people that made their way through their hallways? What was it like back in the day? And it's almost like a sealed time capsule. I'm sure somebody will go in there someday and sure the thing will just be raised or whatever. But I always look at, abandoned porn is what I call it, I guess. And you wonder, you just ask these questions, or I always ask these questions of myself, is just, I wonder who was in these rooms and what made people say, I don't want this anymore. But this is the way of nature. I mean, things grow and die and get old and yucky and then are reborn. Sometimes it takes a long time, but this is the circle of life, and it's just kind of interesting to see these man-made things also go through that same process and that other things in nature go through.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.